FDA counts 2,000 self-affirmed GRAS conclusions. Its proposed rule gives them a one-year window. Docket FDA 2025N3262, RIN 0910AJ02, comments close 9 December 2026. There is no grandfathering clause, proposed section 170.205A, reaches substances already in the food supply. The only relief is a streamlined submission under a new subpart F, open for 1 year after the final rule takes effect. From LifeMate Tech. In the Paperwork Reduction Act section of the proposed rule, published on 11 August 2026, FDA puts a number on the part of the US food supply it cannot see. 2,000 independent conclusions of GRAS status, 1,885 of them in human food, held across 1,028 unique firms, plus a further 1,740 substances concluded GRAS by association expert panels, chiefly the Flavor and Extract Manufacturers Association. Set that against the notified universe. As of March 2025, FDA's Human Foods Program had filed more than 1,200 GRAS notices in total since 1998, and the Center for Veterinary Medicine 75 since 2010. The unnotified pile is larger than everything FDA has reviewed in 28 years. That is the whole argument for the rule, and it is FDA's own arithmetic, stated in its own document. For anyone shipping a fermentation-derived ingredient into the US on a self-affirmed determination, the operative facts are these. Docket FDA 2025N3262, RIN 0910AJ02, 21 CFR Parts 170 and 570, 48 Federal Register pages, 51,834 to 51,881. Comments close 9 December 2026. There is no grandfathering clause, and the substitute for one, a streamlined submission under a brand new subpart F, is open for exactly 1 year after the final rule's effective date, then closes permanently. What proposed section 170.205 actually says. The current section 170.205 is titled Opportunity to Submit a GRAS Notice. The proposed rule retitles it Submission of a GRAS Notice and replaces the operative sentence. Proposed section 170.205, A, verbatim from the regulatory text. Any person introducing a substance into interstate commerce under the GRAS provision of section 201, S, of the Act must notify FDA of the basis for their conclusion that the substance is GRAS under the conditions of its intended use, except as provided under paragraph B of this section. Two things in that sentence do the work. Must replaces may. And introducing a substance into interstate commerce is present tense and continuous. FDA states explicitly in the preamble that the requirement would include substances already in the food supply and those being marketed for food use for the first time. Paragraph B then lists 7 exceptions. None of them is already on the market. The article includes a 4-column table of exception data here, which is easier to read on the page. Note the mechanism in the 7th row. The exception is not triggered by making the submission. It is triggered by FDA posting the submission on a public list, and it evaporates if FDA later issues a determination that a GRAS notice or food additive petition must be submitted. The exception is revocable by the agency at any time. Practical consequence, if your ingredient ships today on a self-affirmed determination, stop describing your position as GRAS in the US. Under the proposal it is eligible for a one-year window that has not opened yet, after which the position is revocable. To a diligence lawyer those are different things. The dates in the order they will happen. FDA does not propose a calendar date for compliance. It proposes a chain of relative dates, each keyed to the previous one. Assembled. Step comment period closes proposed timing. 9 December 2026, 11:59 PM ET on regulations. Gov fixed or floating, fixed. Step final rule published proposed timing, no date proposed. FDA does not state a target, fixed or floating, floating. Step final rule effective proposed timing. 60 days after publication of the final rule, fixed or floating, floating. Step subpart F streamlined submission window opens proposed timing. Effective date of the final rule, fixed or floating, floating. Step subpart F window closes, submissions will not be accepted beyond it proposed timing. 1 year after the effective date per proposed section 170.305, c. 3, fixed or floating, floating, step, section 170.205 and 570.205 compliance date, proposed timing. 18 months after the effective date, fixed or floating, floating. FDA explains the six-month gap between the two deadlines directly. It needs the year of streamlined submissions in hand and posted publicly before the compliance date arrives. To inform industry whether the exception in proposed section 170.205, b. 7, and 570.205, b. 7 applies. The public list is meant to work as a lookup table, and FDA says explicitly that any person could rely on the inclusion of the submission on a public list maintained by FDA for the same conditions of use of a substance. That clause is easy to miss and commercially significant. A streamlined submission creates no exclusivity. Whoever files first for a given substance and set of conditions builds a shield a competitor can stand behind for free. Practical consequence: the earliest plausible close of the subpart F window is roughly 2 years and 2 months out, and only if FDA finalizes immediately after the comment period. Plan it as a 2028 to 2029 event, treat the comment deadline as a 2026 one. And price in that a streamlined submission may do a competitor's regulatory work. No grandfathering, and two ways to be disqualified from the substitute. The word does not appear in the proposed regulatory text, and the structure rules it out. Proposed section 170.305a offers, for a substance introduced into interstate commerce before the effective date, the option to submit information regarding the substance and its conditions of use in accordance with this subpart, instead of submitting a GRAS notice. Instead of, not in addition to, and not permanently. What a streamlined submission must contain is light. Under section 170.305, c. 1, submit a name and address, the name of the substance, the conditions of intended use including foods, use levels and purpose, evidence of presence in interstate commerce before the effective date, and the GRN number of any prior notice FDA ceased to evaluate at your request. FDA is not proposing to require that submissions under proposed subpart F include underlying data or information pertaining to a conclusion of GRAS status. Its burden estimate reflects that 32 hours for a streamlined submission against 180 hours for a full GRAS notice. But proposed section 170.305b closes the door in two cases. Disqualifier: the conditions of use are the subject of an insufficient basis letter, cite section 170.305b, 1, what you must file instead, a new full GRAS notice. Disqualifier: FDA has determined the substance is not GRAS under those conditions of use, cite section 170.305b, 2, what you must file instead. FDA says it would expect to receive a food additive petition. A GRAS notice is required if you contend the data support a GRAS conclusion. A cease to evaluate letter is not on that list. Companies that withdrew a notice mid-review and then went to market on self-affirmation can use the streamlined path, but section 170.305, c. 1, v. forces them to hand FDA the old GRN number, and FDA says why. Safety issues raised during our evaluation of a GRAS notice that we cease to evaluate may warrant consideration as a higher priority. That is a disclosure requirement with a triage function attached. We covered one such closure in our piece on GRN 1268. Practical consequence: pull your own file now. An insufficient basis letter for the conditions of use you are shipping closes the streamlined path entirely, 180 hours plus a live FDA review. A cease to evaluate letter leaves it open, but you will be flagging yourself. The scale of what FDA expects to receive. FDA's PRA estimates are the most useful forward-looking numbers in the document, because they show what the agency thinks the rule will do to submission volume. The article includes a four-column table of measure data here, which is easier to read on the page. FDA's review timeline changes tell you it expects strain. Proposed section 170.265, A. 1, gives the agency 45 days to decide whether to file a submission at all. Section 170.265b. 1, keeps the 180-day response clock, but adds a second optional 90-day extension, so a notice can legitimately run 360 days after filing, plus 45 days before it. Gibson Dunn reads the second extension the same way we do, as an anticipated capacity problem, and notes that FDA does not estimate the staffing or other resources required to absorb the increase in GRAS notices. Two further mechanics matter. Under Section 170.265(a)(2), the notification requirement is met only when FDA files your submission, not when you send it. And under amended Section 170.265(b)(3), if FDA ceases to evaluate your notice, we will not consider the notification requirement of Section 170.205 to be met. You cannot discharge the obligation by submitting and then withdrawing. Separately, proposed Section 170.220(c) requires an accurate and complete English translation of any foreign language material submitted in or referenced by a notice, relevant given that of FDA's more than 1,200 filed notices. 617 came from foreign firms and 503 of those from countries where English is not the primary language. Practical consequence: budget 405 days of FDA clock for a 2027 or later notice, not 180. If your dossier leans on non-English toxicology or manufacturing records, put translation on the critical path now. The named ingredient this rule would move, Helena's human lactoferrin. We reported on 18 August 2026 that Helena's recombinant human lactoferrin, EFRA, has no FDA GRAS letter. Re-verified independently against the FDA GRAS notice inventory as it stood on 18 August 2026. A search of the inventory for Helena returns zero records. FDA's own search notes state that results include terms found in the full record, not only the substance name shown on the results page. A search for lactoferrin returns 15 records. The three that ever covered the human protein, GRN162 and GRN235, Ventria Bioscience, Rice Expressed, and GRN189, Bovine Milk Purified, all closed with at the notifier's request, FDA ceased to evaluate this notice. The only recombinant lactoferrins with FDA has no questions letters are bovine, GRN1219, Turtle Tree Inc., Comagatela Fafii M020, closed 7 May 2025, and GRN1284, All GECO Holdings Thai Limited, K. Fafii PPAS 337, closed 25 March 2026. AgFunder News reported in July 2025, from an interview with founder and CEO Laura Katz, that Helena expresses it in a genetically engineered strain of yeast and has self-affirmed the ingredient as GRAS. Nestlé announced a partnership with the company in June 2026, focused on early life nutrition. Our fuller treatment is here. The second example is cleaner still, because one company is running both routes at once. Vivisai BV, the Fonterra/DSM Firmenich venture, holds GRN1200 for beta-lactoglobulin produced by K. Fafii strain Vipler, closed FDA has no questions on 28 February 2025. Its precision-fermented lactoferrin, by contrast, received self-affirmed GRAS status in the US in February 2026 and was launched commercially in the US market, per Dairy Reporter. An inventory search for Vivisai returns exactly one record, GRN1200. The lactoferrin is not in it. The article includes a four-column table of company data here, which is easier to read on the page. Under the proposed rule, the first three rows are done. Section 170.205(b)(1) covers them for the conditions of use in their letters and nothing more. The last two have to act, streamlined submission inside the one-year window or a full GRAS notice. Neither carries a disqualifier we can see, since an insufficient basis letter or a not GRAS determination would have to attach to a substance that had been through FDA, and neither appears in the inventory at all. Practical consequence for a buyer, the diligence question changes from do they have a GRAS letter, to which of the seven exceptions do they sit in, and if it's B7, have they filed? For infant formula, the GRAS question was never the binding constraint anyway. 21 CFR Part 106 is, and we set that sequencing out in our jurisdiction comparison. The clearances themselves, 2018 to 2026, are catalogued in our database. The counter-argument stated properly. Three arguments cut against reading this rule as the end of self-affirmation, and they are not weak. First, FDA may not have the authority. The agency proposes this under Sections 201, 402, 409 and 701 of the FD&C Act, not under a statute that says notify us. Its theory is that sections 409, A and D, which let the Secretary propose a food additive regulation on his own initiative, imply a power to demand the information needed to do so, citing Southeast Minerals, Inc. v. Harris, 622F, 2D 758, 767, 5th Sir. 1980. Gibson Dunn reports that acting FDA Commissioner Kyle Diamantas described the rule as closing a decades-old information gap while respecting the limitation to our authority, referring to commentary that FDA lacks statutory authority to mandate GRAS reporting. That is an unusual concession to make near your own rulemaking, and it signals litigation risk. Second, the enforcement consequence is soft. Covington's Reed, FDA does not assert that failure to submit a GRAS notice would render the food adulterated or otherwise in violation of the FD&C Act. What the proposal says is that non-compliance would be a factor in FDA's prioritization of food substances for post-market review. That is a real cost, it moves you up a queue, but it is not seizure, and it is not an unapproved food additive charge. The statutory position is unchanged. A substance that genuinely is GRAS under the conditions of its intended use is not a food additive, whether or not you told FDA. Third, FDA is not creating pre-market approval and says so. The preamble is explicit that a company may continue marketing a purported GRAS substance before submitting a GRAS notice, or after submitting a GRAS notice before it is filed by FDA. The rule changes what you must disclose, not when you may ship. Fourth, this is a proposal. Section VI invites comment on alternatives that would reduce burden and names, one FDA is evidently open to, allowing streamlined submissions for all substances purported to be GRAS, not just those already in commerce. Adopt that, and the 180-hour full notice largely goes away, and the rule becomes a registry rather than a review gate. FDA has also found a significant economic impact on a substantial number of small entities, estimating impact more than 3% of annual revenue for them, exactly the finding that generates the most forceful comments. Practical consequence: file a comment. The alternative in Section VI is the single highest leverage thing an ingredient developer can influence before 9 December 2026, and FDA has asked for data to support it. As of 20 August 2026, the Federal Register page for the document reports 393 comments received, 9 days into a 120-day period. What we could not establish. When FDA intends to finalize, the document proposes no target date, and every downstream deadline floats off it. Any specific year attached to the compliance date is inference, not FDA's statement. The annual rate of new self-affirmed determinations. FDA's 2000 is a stock, not a flow, and the 1885/2000 human food split comes from PREA Table 6, which sits in the docket and which we did not retrieve. The only flow proxy is FDA's estimate of 98 additional firms submitting annually. The provenance of the 1000 substance figure. FDA's exact wording is that some sources estimate that, as of January 2011, there were more than 10,000 additives in use in food, including an estimated 1,000 human food substances for which firms had claimed independent conclusions of GRAS status, citing references 6 and 7, and it immediately adds, although we cannot verify the accuracy of these estimates. The figure is 15 years old, and FDA disclaims it. We repeat it only with that caveat. Whether the 1,740 Association Expert Panel substances overlap with the 2,000. FDA presents them in separate PREA tables and assumes one respondent covers all 1,740. We could not determine from the Federal Register text whether the sets are disjoint. Do not add them. HHS's own framing. The HHS fact sheet returned a 403 to our fetch, so we have not read it. The Diamantas quotation above is reported by Gibson Dunn, not verified by us against a primary source, whether Helena or Vivisai have taken a position on the rule. Nothing in the company materials we fetched mentions it. Helena's site does not use the word GRAS on its home, EFRA or technology pages, whether either self-affirmed lactoferrin would clear a full GRAS review. The three historical human lactoferrin notices were withdrawn rather than refused, which tells you FDA had questions, but not what its answer would have been.
What to watch?
Five testable claims, each of which will resolve on the public record. The comment count on docket FDA 2025N3262, at close on 9 December 2026. 393 as of 20 August. A five-figure count would signal organized opposition and push the final rule further out. Whether FDA adopts the Section VI alternative and extends streamlined submissions to all purported GRAS substances, not only those already in commerce, that is the difference between a registry and a review gate. Whether Helena files a GRAS notice for EFRA before the rule is final. With Nestlé attached an infant formula as the destination, a voluntary notice now, while the queue is 100 firms a year rather than 194, beats a streamlined submission later. Watch the inventory for a Helena record. Whether Vivasay notifies its lactoferrin, it has already run that route successfully for beta-lactoglobulin. If it does not, that is evidence the self-affirmed route stays commercially rational in the interim. Whether the authority question reaches court, watch Trade Association comments for a developed argument that sections 409, A and D do not support a mandatory reporting requirement. A well-built record now is a brief later. The rule does not abolish self-affirmation. FDA is explicit that firms would still be able to render their own GRAS conclusions. What it abolishes is the ability to keep one to yourself. For a sector whose entire US market access position rests on a determination nobody outside the company has ever read, that is the change that matters.